This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula have many in South Korea worried about a resumption of conflict in the region. In weeks of escalating verbal attacks, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened nuclear strikes on its neighbor and the United States. The Catholic Sisters of Notre Dame have been present in South Korea for many years. South Korean sister Emma Kim, now in Rome, told me that her fellow sisters in Seoul are watching events unfold with some trepidation.
Yeah, I've been contacting our sisters in Korea, in Incheon, Seoul, in the South Korea. They are safe. They feel okay. However, some anxieties are growing. That's, you cannot hide it. But we have been living with this threat for over 60 years. So we are used to it. How many times the North Korean bullied us, threatened us to, with possible war. So on the other hand, it's a good attitude. You don't get too threatened and you go on with your daily routine life. It's a good sign as well, I think. Our sisters and people think that's their routine threat. But this time it got escalated a little bit, which causes some anxieties in South Korean people.
Why do you think the North Korean, young North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, why is he upping this war rhetoric at this time?
Probably he is very young. He is not even 30, 28 years old. Young leader, not proven by his own people either, if he is capable of leading the North Korea. So he is showing off that he can do anything. He is powerful enough. And also, there are some conflicts within North Korea. Many people are starving, and some are against their regime. So to consolidate all these issues and to show to his people and to the world that he is mighty enough, he is powerful enough, he is capable of leading the country.
Now, I know that your congregation, your sisters there in South Korea, are very active in actually doing missionary work with the people who have fled the North and have come mm-hmm. over into South Korea, but they need to adapt to a completely different society. How do they do that? How many refugees are you seeing coming over the border?
I really don't know the exact number of the North Korean refugees, but I know there were quite a few numbers, and the government, South Korean government, has been helping them going through regular education so that they can adjust to the South Korean community, as well as Catholic Church in Korea. And each congregation is doing making its own effort as well. So there are many people who are involved to help aid North Korean refugees. Our South Korean government is giving settlement money when they first come over, and housing. They are providing housing and the certain amount of settlement money that is now decreased because of too many North Korean refugees. But interestingly, some of them cannot adjust to this capitalistic society. You have to work hard and compete with each other. So they are not used to it. A few of them return to the North Korea. That's what I hear. Very interesting.
What are the main reasons why they're leaving? Because I can't imagine that they get too many foreign news services or satellite television, for example, to see what the world looks like and is doing on the other side. So what are the main reasons why they're leaving North Korea?
The main reason seems to be starving, because they starve. They are hungry there. There's not enough food. Probably then also for a better life. And for freedom, that could be, the reasons why they are leaving North Korea.
And you were talking about some of the support mechanisms there in the South. Are psychological services available to help people cope with coming into this capitalistic society, as you say, from the communist North?
Sure. That's one of the education as well. And also the structure of the society. Probably many different systems they will get to learn, you know, how to adjust, how to work, school system, educational system, capitalistic societies, and things like that. They are used to be rationed. They had to work together, and they will be, you know, given things in the north.
How do these people escape over the border?
There are two ways. Few can cross the border between the south and north directly, but it's very dangerous. There are mines underneath and electric wires, and you get, you know, electrocuted. So, and all, beside that, there are soldiers watching you on both sides, from the south and north. Very dangerous to risk your life crossing this border. So usually you cross the border between China and North Korea. And via China, through China, you come to the south.
What, in what other ways is the Catholic Church in South Korea helping the people in North Korea? Is there any kind of evangelization going on, even though you can't cross the border?
There is a committee, One Heart Movement Committee, in under the Bishops' Conference in Korea. That committee does a lot of work to help North Korean refugees, and to visit some of the members of this committee would visit North Korea with the permission of the South Korean government and meet North Korean people directly or indirectly. You would send humanitarian and aid to the North. Or many of the JPIC committee members, priests and sisters and bishops, have visited North Korea, and to bridge this gap between two countries, to Korea's, and to be an instrument for reconciliation.
I imagine that you and the other sisters there in South Korea are doing overtime on praying that the situation there in the peninsula remains calm and peace will remain.
Sure. I've been praying. And also the sisters, our sisters in Korea, there are many religious sisters, Catholic sisters in Korea. They all have been praying, I'm sure. So I been hopeful we will overcome this crisis as before.